Pella senior Nolan Klaberg might be saving his best for last. The three-year, two-way starter for the Dutch rolled up a career-high 177 yards rushing and three touchdowns in a must-win victory last week over Clear Creek Amana, nabbing key player of the week honors and the spotlight in this week's player profile.
Klaberg left side, and he is running with a purpose. He breaks the tackle inside the 20, the 10, the 5 at the pylon.
He hit the pylon.
And he is down at the 1.
Oh, come on.
Klaberg burst onto the scene in 2019 with a 111-yard performance in a Week 2 victory over Mount Pleasant and has been a steady contributor running the ball despite changing offensive philosophies from one season to the next. This year, he and fellow senior Aiden Pollock have carried most of the load, accounting for more than half of Pella's total yardage. Offensive coordinator Blaine Forsyth says that Klaberg has a special set of skills.
He's a powerful runner, but he also has a little bit of, if you want to call it a little swagger to him or whatever. You know, against Clear Creek, he had a really nice cut on number 7, who's a really good player, but he put his foot in the ground, got upfield, and he was gone. There was nobody that was going to catch him. So just a really good balance of power and speed and agility, and I think it's a testament to how hard he's worked in the offseason and throughout the years here at Pella.
This is likely a run play here. And there's Klaberg.
Nice
pass
move.
The 40s. He's off to the races at the 30, the 20, the 10, the 5. 6 for the Dutch. Touchdown, Pella. 47 yards for Nolan Klaberg.
That was a beautiful move in the middle of that traffic again. He had one earlier like that, but this one was even better. He planted that right foot into the ground.
Klaberg has also been a three-year starter on the other side of the ball, where defensive coordinator Ben Bollard has moved him around to a different position each season.
We started playing spur, kind of our outside linebacker position. Just with injuries and some of his shoulder health, we moved him back to strong safety, felt like that protected him a little bit. And that was good. He was very successful there. Then this year, kind of based on need, we actually, and some things with his shoulders, also pulled him back to inside linebacker. So you look at a kid who's played outside linebacker, safety, inside. I don't know, maybe we need to get him some D-line or something so he can run through every position. But I think that speaks to probably his versatility, you know, his athleticism, his ability to use his speed and quickness at multiple different spots, and yet he's strong enough to kind of play inside when we're asking him to take on guards, tackles, pullers, whatever that might be in the run game, and then also play deep half. You know, so that versatility you don't find a lot and has been really nice for our defense.
Bollard mentioned the injuries. Klaberg has a shoulder that painfully pops in and out of place regularly, and he suffers from leg cramps.
It's just always been a battle with cramping and stuff. There's not really a solution there for me. I've really done everything I can, but always having guys that'll pick you up no matter how many quarters you miss because of it is really awesome. And then with the shoulders, it's same thing I've always been used to. It's really too bad to have to come out every once in a while, but it's no big deal because I got a bunch of guys on the sidelines hitting me in the head and telling me to get back out there, and so I do it.
Even with those injuries, Forsyth says that they can always count on Klaberg to be there for the team.
He's never missed a practice this year, which is, you know, with some of the injuries he's had and just, you know, kind of nagging injuries, if you will, he hasn't missed a practice. And it's because he's here for the guys, he's here for his teammates and wants to make us the best team that we can be.
And Bollard says that Klaberg's toughness and desire to be on the field is not lost on his teammates.
And I know you can see him out in the huddle sometimes with his shoulder. He's bent over trying to regroup himself. And so the kids do see that toughness. Definitely. Kids look up to seniors and look up to Nolan for what he's done. And so that's something that a lot of the Klabergs have done. But Nolan, as he comes through here, can give back to this program long after he's done.
Ah, the Klaberg brothers. Perhaps no player in Pella football history has had greater expectations placed on him simply because of his last name. Older brothers Nathan and Noah were both members of the KNIA-KRLS All-Decade football team. Noah says that he's enjoyed watching his younger brother grow on and off the field.
Nolan has become a great athlete, and he's really had his nose into things, really learning how to do stuff, being intentional about becoming better football player and just better athlete. And it's just super evident as he's gone to like a football camp here and there and done some really good testing numbers. And he just looks the part too.
Nathan, the oldest of the Klaberg brothers, echoes Noah's sentiments and says that he enjoys keeping tabs on Nolan's progress.
I'm really excited for Nolan that he's getting a chance to be a part of things. And you know, all those guys are just doing it the right way. They're working really hard. They're encouraging their teammates, holding each other accountable, and all those things that ultimately will translate to being a good football team.
Nolan says that he talks to his brothers regularly and takes their advice to heart.
I know that they love hearing my name on the radio and stuff like that, but they tell you to do just what any graduated high school football player would tell you, and that's to just really slow down and take it all in, enjoy it. And I've really figured out what that meant for the first time this year, and thanks to them, I love talking to them after games and hearing what they have to say.
So what does it all mean?
It means that we got 11 dudes that want the same thing, and not a single thing is going to take that away from us. Our theme this year is brotherhood, and I think we've been acting that out very well. We are brothers on and off the field, and we act that out, I think, all the time.
If Klaberg and the rest of his on-field brothers want to keep it going at least another week, they can secure a spot in the Class 4A playoffs with a win over Cedar Rapids, Washington tonight. Bollard says that he's looking for Nolan and the rest of the upperclassmen to lead the way.
We're doing it a little bit of the tough way right now, which is maybe giving up some more yards than we want. We're maybe letting some drives go. We've got that bend but don't break mentality, and that's great. I love it. But I'd sure love some plays in the middle of the field too. And so really what we need is, you talk about whether it's fumbles or interceptions or a big third down stop to get us off the field. We need those senior leaders now to start to make some of those plays that turn games earlier than, oh, now we're behind in the field position battle.
And Klaberg is ready to make some of those big plays on both sides of the ball.
I'm hoping so. I haven't had an interception this year yet, but hoping to make one of those. Hopefully some big yardage and some runs, and just keep pounding it.
Straight ahead run. Huge hole. Nolan Klaberg into the secondary. Off to the races. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Pella. Nolan Klaberg. One play, 63 yards.
That ties it up pretty quickly. Great hole by the O-line, and then Klaberg used the jets.
For KNIA KRLS Sports and Football Friday Night, I'm Trevor Castle.